This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to bring forth the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know that His coming is near, but He's calling us to continue to preach and to teach the good news and to do His work here on earth until He comes back. So we thank God for this opportunity to be here and to be able to bring forth the word of God to us. We are in the second epistle of Peter. Last time we dealt with chapter 1, and now we are going into chapter 2 of 2 Peter, the letter that Peter wrote to the brethren, 2 Peter chapter 2. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for this another opportunity to bring forth your word. We thank you, O God, that your word is alive and active, is sharper than any two-edged sword. We thank you that your word continues to pierce the hearts of people, bringing forth transformation. Father God, we just thank you today, O God Almighty, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and to find grace to help in the time of need. Father, we need your grace today. We need your mercy. We need, O God Almighty, Lord Jesus, illumination of your word to us. Without understanding of your word, O God, we cannot live it. So we pray today in the name of Jesus that we will understand this word that will come forth this evening and that we will apply this word unto wisdom. Have your way in our lives, O God. Prepare the hearts of the listeners this evening that they will come to know you, Jesus, the only true God, and understand, O God Almighty Lord, that you are calling us to that place, O God, of humble reverence, O God, walking in humble obedience to your name. Lord, we thank you, O God, again for your word. Thank you for your people. Thank you for what you're about to do this evening as we look to you by faith in no other name but the name of Jesus. And we say amen. Amen. We're in the second epistle of Peter. And we're in 2 Peter chapter 2. We know that the second epistle of Peter deals with problems that was arising in the church at that time. The problem was from the inside of the church. What happened? False teachers came in with destructive type of teaching, damaging teachings that was damaging the faith of the believers. But Peter was encouraging the believers and destroying them, pointing out to them all these false teachings that were going on and reminding them to hold fast to the truth of God's word. God's word is our shield of faith. So we have to understand that we have to know the word of God so we can stand in these evil days. So as Peter encouraged the Christians during that time, so the word is also encouraging us today to know the truth of God's word. So when error comes, we can know the errors. Without knowing the truth, we cannot detect error. So we have to know the truth of God's word. So when the error comes, we can look at this and say, no, this doesn't line up with what the word of God is saying. So we are called to know the word of God. God is calling us back to the Bible, back to his word. So as Peter spoke in the second epistle to these brethren, so he's speaking to us today. And as we go, we are now going into chapter 2, verse 1. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. So the word of God said, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. So Peter was speaking, and when we look back in 2 Peter chapter 1, the last verse in chapter 1, it says, for the prophecy came not in old times by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So we see here, people of God, Peter was just reminding them that even in the old covenant, when the prophets got their prophecies, it came by the will of God. They were moved by the Holy Ghost, so they spoke as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. So these were prophets of God that spoke as the Holy Spirit, as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. But he said now in chapter 2, verse 1, but there were false prophets also among the people during that time. So Peter was reminding the saints that there were false prophets also in the old covenant, even as he was writing to them at that time. There were false teachers also among them at that time. Look into the word, people of God. It is saying to us that even during those times of those great prophets, we have Jeremiah, Isaiah, and all those prophets, Daniel, during the time when they prophesied, there were also false prophets among them who were telling the people what they want to hear. And they would not, many of them did not want to believe the true prophets, because they had itchy ears. They want to hear what they want to hear, not what the true prophet is really saying, that come not the word that comes from God. And people of God, we see the same thing happening even now, that people do not want to hear the truth of God's word. They want to hear some fables, some stories. They want to hear some things that are contrary to the word of God. And the same thing is happening right now. So Peter was writing to the brethren at that time and telling them that there were false teachers among them also, who secretly brought in destructive doctrines. These doctrines were antichrist doctrines. These doctrines did not glorify Christ Jesus, even denying the redemption that they have through Christ. So they were denying that redemption comes through Christ Jesus and brings swift condemnation on themselves. So Peter was saying that these false teachers are in the church. So this was terrible for the people at that time, and it's terrible for us now also, that false teachers are coming in among us with destructive doctrines, luring away people from Christ and luring them into damnation, into condemnation. So the Lord is saying to us today, listen to the word of God that was spoken so many years ago, that was written so many years ago, was written to another group of Christians. But these same words, people of God, are written for our example, to teach us and to help us to understand that there are false teachers also among us who do not teach Christ Jesus. People of God, if the message is not about Christ Jesus, it's false. For if the gospel of Jesus Christ is not being preached, then that message is not of God. It's antichrist. So let us listen to the messages that are coming around. Listen to the messages that are being preached in our churches. Is it of Christ? Is it about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came and died on the cross for us? He died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good. The word of God said his love was demonstrated for us at the cross when he died for us. He laid down his life for us. No man took his life from him. He laid it down and he took it up again. He rose on the third day and he lives forevermore. The word of God said he ever lived to make intercession for us. And he's coming back again, people of God. He's coming back for people who have been washed in his blood, washed and sanctified and set apart for his glory. So his word is telling us today, people of God, that we must listen to the messages that are coming forth. Are they of Christ? Are they of Christ? So Peter was warning the brethren at this time to be aware of the false teachers that are coming with destructive messages to sway God's people away from God and to take them away from Jesus Christ. But Christ is saying to us today, let us be firm in our faith. Let us be steadfast in our faith. Let us know Christ for ourselves. This is a personal relationship, people of God. We must know him for ourselves, so that when errors come our way, when we hear people speaking errors, we will know that this is error. This is not of God. So let us know God's word. Let us hide his words in our hearts, that we will not sin against him. Verse 2 of 2 Peter chapter 2. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. So Peter was saying that many of the saints shall follow the destructive ways of these false teachers, who is now speaking evil about the truth of the gospel. People of God, there are weak people around, weak Christians. Weak Christians who is easily swayed. The word of God tells us we can't continue to be children forever. We have to grow up in Christ. We can't be children in the faith who are being tossed about with every wind of doctrines. We are swayed from here to there, all over the place, because we don't have a firm foundation. We are not firmly putting our trust in Jesus Christ. So Peter was saying that many of the saints shall follow the destructive ways of these false teachers, who is now speaking evil about the truth of the gospel. Let us open our ears. Ask the Lord to open our ears to hear and understand and listen and know and be able to discern when the word is not of the truth of the gospel. Verse 3 of 2 Peter chapter 2. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words made merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. So Peter was saying that through greed, these false teachers with pretense, they were pretending, they're not genuine, made gain or profit from you, the believers. These are false teachers that were coming for their own personal gain. Love money, lovers of money, more than lovers of people. So they were coming and they were trying now to lure these saints that were weak in the faith, the saints that were not yet concrete in their faith. These false teachers come and they pretend that they are genuine, but they are not, to make gain or profit from you. That's what Peter was saying. But Peter was saying, no, you know what? Their judgment and destruction was near. Their judgment and their destruction was near. People of God, let us know that God sees and knows everything. He knows our hearts. And if we are not real, he knows it. So let us be real before him. And let us ask him to give us discernment so that we can know and understand when the messages that are coming, when the people that are coming, when they are not of God. We ask the Lord to give us that spirit of discernment so we can know and understand. And we know as they continue in their false teachings that Peter said their judgment and destruction was near. God will take care of them. So let us continue to do what is right. Let us continue to feed on God's word and ask the Lord to give us understanding in his word, so that we can walk each day in holiness and godliness, bringing honor and glory to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 4 of 2 Peter chapter 2. The word of God says, if God spare not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. So the word of God is telling us, Peter was telling the brethren, that God, even angels are judged. And angels are made a little higher than human beings. But even the angels, God judged them and cast them. Some of them are cast down into hell, into that holding place until the day of judgment. They are reserved in chain of darkness until judgment. Verse 5 said, and spare not the old world. God did not spare the old world. People of God, God is a just God. He must punish sin. God did not spare the old world, but save Noah, the eighth person. So Noah was the eighth person in the family, a family of eight. Noah, his wife, his three sons, and their three wives. So eight people were saved in the ark. He's a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. And we can read this, people of God, in Genesis chapters 6 through 9, we can read about Noah and that flood. Noah warned for over 120 years, people of God. The people did not take heed to the warnings. And the Lord saved Noah and his family, 8 persons were saved, and all and the animals, a pair of all these animals were saved in the ark. So God is saying to us today that he's a God of justice. He's a God of judgment. He will judge evil, people of God. But he's also a God of mercy. We cannot forget that. He is a God of mercy. So as his words come forth to us each time, it is reminding us to turn from our evil ways. Turn, repent, turn from our evil ways and turn to God. For he, his arms are always outstretched, willing and ready to be merciful to us. But we have to run to him and ask for mercy. He is a God of judgment, and he is also a God of mercy. His mercy allowed him to use Noah for 120 years to warn, and yet still the people did not take heed. They did not pay attention to Noah's warning. And Jesus himself spoke and said, as was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the end. And people of God, that is what is happening now. Many are being caught up in the things of this life, in the affairs of this life, and so not concerned at all about their souls. People of God, we have to understand, it's about our souls. Where will we go? Where will we spend this long eternity? Will we spend eternity with God in heaven, or will we spend it in hell with the devil? The word of God is calling us to that place of making our decision and making it quickly. Because as was in the days of Noah, Jesus said, so shall it be. Noah warned, and he warned for 120 years. Nobody took heed to the warning. And when the days come, the Lord said, okay, the flood is coming. And Noah and his family were saved along with the animals. When that door was shut, no one could go in. God himself shut that door. People of God, the Lord is calling us. We don't want any door to be shut on us, but we want the door of heaven to be open to us as we pay attention to the word of God and take heed to the word and decide and purpose in our hearts to obey God's word. The word of God said in verse 6, another judgment the word is speaking about here, as Peter was reminding them of the judgments that took place even in the Old Testament. And turning the cities of Sodom, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 6, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those after should live ungodly. So we remember what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. There was a lot of sexual immorality there. Homosexuality was rampant in that city. And all those people were just there living immoral lives, living according to their flesh. And they were not thinking about their souls. But Lot went over there. Lot was the nephew of Abraham. And he decided to go live in Sodom. And people of God, the word of God tells us. And Lot was there in Sodom with those people. And was there. He was even now sitting in the council. He was a council member. But the word of God tells us in Genesis 19. Let us turn there to Genesis 19 and see what the word of God tells us about Lot. So we are going to be reading Genesis 19, and we are going to start from verse 1. And there came two angels of to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot seeing them rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground, and he said, behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and you shall rise up early and go on your ways. And they said, nay, but we will abide in the streets all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him and entered into his house. And he made them a feast and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round about, old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us that we may know them. So these were the type of immoral people that were living in Sodom. These were homosexuals, wanted to have homosexual relationship with the angels. They did not know they were angels. So they thought it was two ordinary men. And they wanted to have that homosexual relationship with them. And Lot went out, verse 6, and Lot went out of the door unto them and shut the door after him and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known men. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. So Lot was there pleading with these evil people not to touch these men, but that they could take his daughters. And that was so wrong, that what Lot did, but that's what the word of God says happened. And they said, stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came in to Sir John, and he will needs be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door down. So they came as far as almost want to break down Lot's door to get these men. But the men, the angels, put forth their hands and pulled back Lot into the house and shut the door. And they smote the men, verse 11, that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. So we see where the angels blinded those men that were coming in. And we continue reading. As we read further, we'll see where they took Lot. Lot and his two daughters were saved out of Sodom. His wife looked back. His wife looked back, if you continue to read under chapter 19, his wife looked back and became that pillar of salt. But the Lord, the word of God tells us, rain down fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah. In verse 24, then the Lord rained upon Sodom and unto Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew everything that was in that place. Everything was burnt to the ground because of their sin. They refused to repent. They continued to sin and live their sinful lifestyle. And even at that time, only Lot was saved and his two daughters. His wife decided to look back. She was told not to look back. But she looked back and she became that pillar of salt. Verse 7 said, and delivered just Lot. So Lot alone was delivered, who was vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. So Lot was seen as righteous. The word said he was just. He was seen as righteous. And remember, people of God, Lot was the nephew of righteous Abraham. So Lot was under that covering, that righteous covering of Abraham. So even though Lot was living in that ungodly place, then he was still seen as righteous. So God delivered righteous Lot. Lot was delivered. And his two daughters, Lot, who was seen as righteous, was sick with the corrupt conduct of this wicked generation that was there at the time. He was sick of it, but what could he do? He was living in it. Look at verse 8. For that righteous man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing vexes righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. So Peter was saying that for righteous Lot, living among them, living among the ungodly, and seeing all their immoral acts, this tormented his soul, this grieved his soul, people of God. And from day to day, sometimes we see all the immorality in this society. We see all the wickedness and the corruption. Sometimes our souls are grieved because of all that is happening. But we have to remember that God sees and knows everything. And he will take care of what he needs to take care of in his own time. So let us not be troubled about all that we see going on around us, but let us continuously look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So we have to come to that place of not allowing our hearts and minds to be troubled, but let us continuously look to Jesus. He will deal with all that is happening in this world. Let us not become bogged down with all the troubles and cares, but let us look to Jesus, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly than we ask or think through his mighty power. Verse 9 of 2 Peter chapter 2 said, The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. The Lord knows how to rescue the godly out of testings and trials. The Lord knows how, people of God, to rescue the godly. He knows how to rescue the godly out of testings and out of trials. And to reserve the unrighteous. He knows how to reserve the unrighteous unto the day of judgment for their punishment. And the word of God tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13. It says, there has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above what you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. So Paul was just reminding the Corinthians that God always comes through for the righteous. He always has a rescue plan for the righteous. He is faithful, the word said, and he will not allow us to be tested above that we are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that we may be able to bear it. But the word of God says also that the unrighteous is reserved until the day of judgment. The unrighteous is reserved until the day of judgment. And the word tells us in Revelation 20, verse 12 through 15, it says, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those books which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Verse 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And this is a great white throne judgment that is promised to the unrighteous, those who refuse to put their trust in Jesus and those who refuse to walk in godliness and in holiness. Verse 10 of 2 Peter chapter 2. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lusts of uncleanness and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Peter was saying that mainly those that live according to their fleshly desire, in immoral sexual behaviors, despising authorities, they want to live lawless life. That's their desire, to live lawlessly, to live without any rules, do as they please. But the word of God is telling us, presumptuous are they. They are presumptuous, knowing the right thing to do, but choose to do as they please. Self-willed they are, not afraid to speak against dignities. Blessed in the name of the Lord. We thank God for his words to us this evening. And we pray that we will continue to glean from God's word. We'll continue in chapter 2 of 2 Peter, verse 11 next week. God bless you. Father, we thank you again for your word to your people. May you bless, oh God, our hearts, oh God, to receive your word and to do them. In Jesus' precious name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477.